Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, said it is important that persons continue to follow the protocols for continuous protection with regards to COVID-19. She said the mask and physical distancing protocols are among a number of restrictions which are still being enforced locally.
It's been a rough year, 2 years, and people generally feel that it's time for me to relax. It's time for me to chill. It's time for me to get some fresh air and to be like this. But it's also important for us to be able to understand that we're still in a pandemic and can still catch the COVID-19 virus. So sanitization, wearing your mask, keeping your distance, keeping your bubble tight, and getting boosted is also some of the things that you can do to also ensure that you are protected. So it's very important for us not to relax. I know everything around us may seem that, you know, that's the best way. Even if you're not wearing your mask, you have to ensure that you have enough space between you and the next person.
Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, Jamaica's debt-to-GDP ratio, which had shot up from 94% at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020 to 110% by March 2021, is projected to recover to 96% this month. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 130,964. Internationally, the UN Secretary General has warned that after 2 years, the COVID-19 pandemic is not yet over and could be prolonged further due to scandalously unequal vaccine distribution. Antonio Guterres noted that the distribution of vaccines remains scandalously unequal and that while 1.5 billion doses of vaccines are produced each month, nearly 3 billion people are still waiting for their first shot. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.